At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Let's get right to him. Larry Bluestein, our South Florida high school football insider. Blue, before we get into last night and team up in Palm Beach, it looks pretty damn strong right now. The big four, three of them going down last weekend. Boy, I didn't see that one coming. I got to tell you, the one that surprised me the most is the one that took place at Trask Powell. Northwestern, 17-13 loss to Orange Lutheran. Did that surprise you?
No, that's another Trinity team. They're in the same conference as Mater Dei and St. John Bosco. And when we had the coach from Mater Dei on last week's show, he had told us, he says, when we asked him about Orange Lutheran, he says, do not sleep on them. He says, they are really good. They're well coached. They're big. And you know what? Northwestern's got to get some offense. They've had no offense yet. I mean, even in the win over Lakeland, it was all defense, and yeah. You know, they're going to have to get some offense tonight, or they'll get left behind. So because Venice lost last week, and they're not happy, and they're coming to town, and part of a doubleheader at Trask Powell today. Get your popcorn, get your everything ready, because you got Miami Central open up the season at 3:30 against Miami Edison, who won last week, and then 7:30 Venice is coming to town.
Yeah, I did want to ask you real quickly. Edison's obviously, Uncle Luke has loaded up that team. It looks real good, maybe the best team he's had. How do they match up with Central, who we're not talking very much about for the first time in a long, long time? I don't hear a lot of folks talking about Miami Central and that elite club. Where do you see them?
Yeah, well, you know, this is their first game. They got their kickoff classic Lightning Doubt up in Ocala. They got their first game postponed at Reigns last week. Now they're getting an opportunity. They're a thinner version, but they're still talented. And where I believe Edison's weakness is up front on offensive line. That's where the strength is for Miami Central. They bring a lot of kids back from last year. They're well coached. Derek Gibson knows, you know, he knows the drill, Joe, and we'll see. We'll see what they're about today. And, you know, like I said, it's tough to get a read on a team that hasn't played yet.
Yeah.
I saw them during the spring and they look pretty good. You know, Jaden Ford, the kid is going to FIU, you know, I mean, he's a key offensively to them. If they run the ball, it's going to be awfully tough for anybody to stop them. And certainly how football changes, you know, from week to week. You didn't know anything about Central. Now you get a chance. And but like I said, Northwestern needs to, you know, they've got offensive weapons, no doubt. Great quarterbacks and really good depth. And they have the trio of receivers. And but we'll see. That's going to be one of those games. And last night, you know, you were talking about last night, went to see Norland Carroll City. That was once a rivalry. And as a buddy of mine said, for it to be a rivalry, the other team has to win once in a while. And Carroll City certainly hasn't been able to beat Norland. And And what is Norlin? You know, I mean, they open up in their kickoff classic against Vero Beach, got way behind, came back and tied them in one, you know, tied at 30. And last week, they had a huge lead on Lake Mary up in Lake Mary at 29-7 and then lost.
Wow.
So, yeah. But last night they looked great. I mean, they really did. I mean, they're going to be tough to beat. And that's a, you know, that's a district with Heritage and Archbishop McCarthy, who's starting to emerge a little bit in Plantation. All four of those teams made the playoffs last year in the same district.
Hey, yeah. So, I just got so much to get to. How about American Heritage Plantation down 28-0 in the first half, come back and win that game 31-28? What a friggin' second half for American Heritage to come all the way back.
Against a really good Philadelphia team, you know, St. Joseph's was really good. They came in, you know, as a team to keep an eye on, a lot of talent. But, yes, you got to give Dia Bell, the quarterback who's going to Texas, Roger's son, a lot of credit. But also, that was a team that came into the game. They weren't a deep team as it was without their leading receiver, Brandon Bennett, who got hurt the week before against MacArthur. So what happened was is they were in a situation where they, you know, they had to have somebody step up, and they did. And, you got to give them credit for what they did. But, you know, I think everybody kind of is overlooking what St. Thomas did. They played the best team in the country over the last decade, not even up for discussion, and only came within 3 points. I think people have to kind of wake up to that fact. You know, they got outplayed early in the game, but you got to give them credit. I mean, I don't think anybody's giving St. And I know there's a lot of reluctant, you know, you don't want to put a lot of praise on St. Thomas. Yeah. They get enough of it. But, Joe, geez, you know, I mean, that matters. Day team, that's college-like.
Boy, St. Francis, by where we're at it, just to finish up with the Chaminade thing, St. Francis just pounded them, 300-plus yards running the ball. Chaminade just couldn't keep up with them, and no comebacks in that one.
Yeah, those were men right there. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, when they came out, it was kind of tough to differentiate if that was a college team or a high school team. Yeah. But they're huge, and, you know, and Chaminade will get back on track. You know, they got to play MacArthur, which is a team, you know, of the future tonight. But certainly, you know, you can't say enough about the opening couple of weeks already, because we brought it, and it's going to continue every single week. And then today you've got some really good games. Like I said, that doubleheader, you know, is going to be really good. And, you know, up in Palm Beach, they're playing great football too.
Well, let's talk about we'll talk about Pahokee in a second. Let's talk about West Boca last night against Palm Beach Central.
Yeah, how about that? They hang 50 points on a team that a lot of people thought was one of the top 7-8 teams in the state, in Palm Beach Central. And got to give Coach Potts a lot of credit. He was on our show last week on 104.3. And I'll tell you what, they brought it. And the University of Miami commitment.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's the real deal. And I'll tell you what, they're going to be tough to beat. And they're taking on all comers. They play Bergen Catholic of New Jersey. This is a program that obviously is going to, cause some problems. And then tonight, Jack Daniels and Cardinal Newman up in West Palm, they got Philadelphia's Roman Catholic, which out of the same conference as St. Joe's Prep that came out down last week. And then you got Delray Atlantic's going up to Jonesboro, Georgia, a team that they beat last year down here. So Palm Beach is cooking, Broward's cooking, Dade's cooking. I mean, it's, the off season was so long and we couldn't wait for it. And now we're right back into action and we're going to see what happens. And Columbus is on the road. They're up in Maryland as well.
Wow. National games. My God, yeah. A lot of guys. Nobody's just playing locals anymore. It's crazy. Hey, but, I wanted to ask you real quickly, Archbishop McCarthy.
Yes.
How much better have they gotten over the last couple of years? Not too far from my house. I'm going to have to start shooting down there to watch them. That's unbelievable. And a shootout with Cardinal Gibbons.
Yeah, very exciting team. And not only that, they're a program that just 2 years ago was independent. And they are in that district, like I told you, with Heritage and with Norland and Plantation. And, they won a district game last year. I mean, they won a playoff game last year. They beat Plantation. And they've done a tremendous job. You know, Jake Pugh took over the position.
Yeah.
They've got probably the premier facility. How many teams in South Florida have an indoor? They've got an indoor.
Wow. Yeah.
What a recruiting tool. And certainly, you're right. We need to talk about them a little bit. And they've done a tremendous job since, they've been in. And one other team I want to talk about, because they've got a legit shot to be 10-0, is Dillard. And
I wasn't expecting that. Go ahead.
Yeah, they could be 10-0 with their schedule, that could play. And remember, they're the ones that had the lead last year in the playoff game against American Heritage. They had a 10-point lead early on in the game, and they played as well as anybody down the stretch. That was where the site was last week for the Broward Showcase games, and they have a brand new facility. The field looks awesome, and that's the team I think you're going to want to keep your ear to, because and then let's give Ice Harris a shout out. Ice Harris, wherever that man goes, they're already off with 2-0 start.
Man, that's your guy, man. That's my guy too, man. He's been around a long time. I know you guys are close, but he does a hell of a job, man. He really does.
He does. Yes, he does. And then they're off to a 2-0 start, and they're looking really good. They got a chance to win that district, and in his first year. And, hits the ground running wherever, because you know what? He comes into places with that mindset that they belong, and if you do that and you preach that to the kids, anything good could happen. But we are off to a running start. I can't wait for this season. But I'll be out at that doubleheader today. Think of me at 11 o'clock when I put in 10 hours at the football field.
Oh, man, no doubt. Are you kidding me? All the kids, before they start the game, come over to say hello to you, man. We know how that works. Hey, Blue, it's great stuff, man. Really appreciate you coming on to break it down, because next week I want to talk a little bit about Pahokee and Glade Central up in Muck Country up there. Man, we got you and I got to get over there, man, for the barbecue before that game. That is ridiculous. We do. All right. Thanks, Blue. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, a lot of stuff going on. Larry Bluestein, our South Florida High School sports insider.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.